Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
FM News Talk 97.1.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Okay, so no ladies in the studio today. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Annie Fry. It's just me, it's Chad, it's Antone, and the number is the same, though. And we got a lot of ground to cover today. I really want to know what you think about this, all these kind of crazy things happening. It is day one of the mandatory mask era in the city and in St. Louis County. So a couple questions to start you off. I really want to know what you think about this. First of all, just the basic. Is it a good idea or is it a bad idea that the governments have ordered a mask mandate? I mean, the rules apply to you. I'm going to give you kind of the basics, and technically you're under that now. If you're in the city or you're in the county, it's affecting you. So should they have issued that order? Secondly, are you actually complying? Are you actually obeying and wearing your mask, or are you living your life sans mask? I really want to know how many people are taking these orders seriously as we head into this Independence Day weekend to celebrate, you know, our freedom. That's where we're going to start today. You call me. Platform is yours. 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. We just opened up those phone lines. All right, still ahead this afternoon. The McCloskeys, man, they're all over the news. They are now the target of an effort to have them disbarred. Yep, they crossed the Black Lives Matter activist organization, and now activists want their careers ended, so I've got the details still ahead. Also, what's the difference between cancel culture and consequences for your actions? Okay, you are going to love this. A young leftist learns the hard way that, first of all, life is tough, and it's tougher when you are young and do stupid things. She's not hateful, you see. She will tell you. She is not hateful. She is a victim. Hear from her in just a little bit. You are never going to believe who she blames for her own problems. Chad, you haven't listened to that audio yet, have you?
No, I haven't listened to that audio.
I'm going to be really curious what you think about this as well. And also, about 12:26 here, just in a little bit, Missouri State Senator Bill Eigel joins us. He's probably going to get called back to work at the Capitol, methinks. I think there's going to be a special session. And also, I'm curious as to how he thinks some of these Supreme Court rulings, both state and federal, are going to affect us here in the state here. So that's all ahead. But back to the main question here. The great mask debate. It is the rule. It is the not the law, but it's the edict right now. So the city and the county basically got together and wrote the same mandate from Sam Page and Lyda Crewson. And it requires everybody who is at least 10 years old to wear a mask, whether you are indoor at a business or a church or whatever the case is, or when you're outside even, unless you can stay far away from people. So if you're in the park and running around with a kite and chasing the dog or whatever, you don't have to have your mask on. If you're sitting at a picnic table with people, then you're supposed to have your mask on. If you're playing baseball or softball, you don't have to. So there are some exceptions for health things, but them's the rules right now. Good idea, bad idea, and are you complying? This one's going to be fun, Chad, to see who they are. Listen, I understand all the arguments on both sides of it. Is it too heavy-handed, or is this just what we have to do to protect people? All right, let's go right to the phones here. We've got, looks like we got Steve on line one. Steve, you're up first, man. What do you think? You're kicking us off.
I think that's 110% political.
Okay.
There's zero question about that. My life has not changed since day one this whole thing started. And I would like for you guys to really look into the background of who is putting this mandate forward. Sure, it's St. Louis City and County in a broad sense, but let's get into the specifics. Who's making the recommendations?
Yeah, they say, and that's the interesting thing, Steve, that you frame it that way, because their argument is, when you look at the press release, when you look at their orders, it's, we're doing this based on science, the CDC, the health department, and that. And so they're saying, this is all just medical science, that's all it is. But when you say politics, what's the political benefit? Because it's just ticking a lot of people off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's 110% political. It's tough to argue. I mean, right now, today, the day before the 4th of July, really?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't even make sense. And, you know, and meanwhile, you know, you have all these protests going around. Are they going to mandate this at protests, too? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Hey, Steve, appreciate that. And actually, according to the rules, if you're protesting, you're supposed to wear a mask. Yeah. Anyway, there ain't no social distancing happening at a protest, that's for sure.
No.
But people are wearing masks here. All right, let's just get a lot of phone calls in here. Let's go to see who's next. Richard calling from Collinsville. Hey, Richard, you're up next. You're on the air. What do you think?
I think that having the mask on isn't doing anything. Even the CDC has said that wearing a mask does not block the transmission of a virus. This is just another way of controlling this.
Hey, Richard, appreciate the phone call. The argument back, and I'm not arguing for the masks. I mean, you know, I'll be really honest. I have no plans to wear a mask. I just don't. I mean, now keep in mind also, I've already had coronavirus and I was in the hospital, and I think we all know that.
We're glad you're okay.
Yeah, thank you. But you know, good news is I lost 20 pounds. Bad news is that's not the way to do it. Trust me. But you know, to me, I understand people are scared and people are worried. I get it. The argument being, and then I'm going to go right back to the phone lines here. The argument being that, no, it's not going to stop the virus. People are still going to get sick, but it's going to at least catch some of them, so it reduces it. That's the argument. I've also seen a lot of reports that say, hey, by the way, here are all the secondary health problems that these can cause. I talked to a nurse yesterday who said, yeah, somebody puts on a mask at 8 in the morning when they're heading out or heading into the office, and they're still wearing the same mask in the afternoon. There's a bunch of problems there. So, you know, there's a difference to me between a private entity saying, if you want to do business with us, you got to wear a mask, and the government saying, you're going to wear a mask in the park. You know, you're going to wear a mask walking down the sidewalk. And so far, I'm going to guess, I forgot to ask, but I'm guessing the first two guys who just called in, they're not wearing masks. I'm guessing.
Probably not.
Yeah. Of course, I mean, like, again, with me, I've had a bunch of doctors tell me that I can't hurt you. So I'm not really worried about that. Who we got next here? Is it Sean? I think it's Sean next. All right. Hey, Sean calling from Ladue. Hey, Sean, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I was going to agree with the other two that I do believe the whole thing is politically driven. The whole thing is really being driven by controlling people with fear. We could go on all day. I mean, this thing goes so deep. But one of my main points I'll make at this moment is that if this mask thing was so urgent and vital to the public health, Sam Page would have made it effective immediately instead of giving the county 2 days for everybody to go without and not make it required, as it were. So, yeah, I agree. It's all politically driven, and it goes way deeper than anybody thinks. But yeah, that's my point. If it was so important, it would have been effective immediately instead of giving us 2 more days to spread it all around. And another note, I do have a mask today, but I plan to do my long-term shopping in counties that do not have the requirement. So hey, that's all I got to say for now.
Sean, appreciate that. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. Let me actually read. There was a statement from the St. Charles County, St. Charles County executive, and I've got it right here. No, I don't. Yes, I do. Okay, so St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman was asked if they were going to join in and have a united front and have the mask mandate there. And he said no. And here's what he had to say. He said, and I'm quoting, "When it comes to masks, I have faith that the citizens of St. Charles County will do the right thing without government coercion." And he went on to say, "I will continue to do everything I can to remind our citizens that along with the freedom to decide, they have a responsibility to protect the health of others by wearing a mask." See, to me, that's a very logical, well-balanced approach to it. If you do not want that mandate in St. Louis County, you know what? There's a bunch of restaurants and there's a bunch of businesses in St. Charles that are happy to have, or St. Charles County, to happy to have your money. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here from St. Peter's. We've got Chelsea. Hey, Chelsea, you're up next. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you. Good morning. I have a couple quick points. My first point is that it's unconstitutional because you're not supposed to wear a face mask and conceal carry. So that's the first thing that I have a problem with. The second thing is that I was looking at numbers yesterday. It was a grid of the numbers in counties all over Missouri. I live in the country. And so, of course, it was the most densely populated areas, St. Louis City, St. Louis County. It was all the densely populated areas that have large numbers and large outbreaks. So my question is just kind of, it doesn't even have to be answered, is it about lifestyle? Being outside and having fresh air, doing yard work, lots of space, that is really, really helpful to maintain a preventative lifestyle as well as recuperate. And three, when it comes to a virulent virus, I mean, there are so many different forms of it, as has been scientifically talked about. There are so many different mutations of it. So even if there is a vaccine created this year, there's no way to guarantee that it is going to protect against the strain that evolves next year. So with viruses, it's always been about no antibiotics and acquiring immunity the way that God gave us the ability to within our own body. Nowadays, we have access to a healthy diet all year round, and all kinds of different medicines. I read a really beautiful article in Missouri Conservation yesterday, and it was about a woman's account of her surviving the 1918 flu pandemic. And they had a lot less resources. There was one doctor in the town of Zolna, and his name was Dr. Kirkpatrick. And he got to the point where eventually he just stopped doing house calls, and he would just go from house to house on his horse and buggy telling the family how to self-administer medicine, which I believe was a cough syrup, they had said. And it got to the point where he had to, you know, there were whole families that were dying. Mm-hmm. And we're not even close to the point. Like if you like, and I was like, okay, you know, flu 19 pandemic, never been there, never done that. There's no way I can be empathetic. But I actually read a real life account yesterday, and I was talking to some friends about it yesterday, and we are nowhere near that if you're reading a real life account. So I really do feel that there is not a full spectrum approach being utilized here, and that if people, I love Jocko Willink's philosophy of assuming extreme responsibility for oneself. I believe that no matter what happens to anyone, they should assume responsibility for it. You should be responsible for yourself. Am I wearing a mask when I go out? No.
Okay.
No, I'm not wearing it. I'm not gonna do that.
Okay, Chelsea, I got to get to a break real quick. A lot of people want to call in. Thank you so much for that. Two things on her comments. One, personal responsibility. Huh, what a concept. Love it. Secondly, the thing about how important it is to get out and do a bunch of yard work. Chelsea, I think my wife is listening, so no, absolutely not. That's a terrible thing. You should not make your husband go out and do a bunch of yard work. I'm just saying. Okay, that's actually probably true, but in case she's listening, no, it's not, Rachel. I don't have to go do much yard work today. Just saying. All right. State Senator Bill Eigel coming your way very shortly. A lot of people want to wait on this. We're going to come right back once I talk to Senator Eigel for a few minutes. And I want to get all of your thoughts, all your comments. And I think we're going to start off, Chad, by starting off mask wearing. Yes, no. Then get into all their comments because it looks like we've got perspectives all over across the spectrum on this. And that's what we want. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Annie Fry. This is the Annie Fry Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Go on 97.1 FM Talk. It's 12:26. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Annie. We're going to talk to State Senator Bill Eigel here in just a couple of minutes. And then we are coming back to this discussion over the mask mandate, because I'm seeing the kind of the notes when you all call in. And I love it. There are people with all kinds of different opinions and perspectives on it. So the question, first of all, is, are you wearing a mask? Are you going to wear a mask? And then secondly, should we have that mask mandate? I actually read yesterday that the United States Chamber of Commerce is actually asking for a national mandate. Yeah, that surprised me. But we got it in St. Louis City and St. Louis County. So let's take one call on this. Then we're going to talk to Senator Eigel. And then, listen, hang on, everybody. We're going to go right back to it. Andrew calling from Cuba. Hey, Andrew, are you a mask wearer or are you sans mask?
I am not a mask wearer, man. That is not for me.
Okay, so what do you think about, like, the mandate then? Obviously, you're not a fan of it. I mean, is that going to affect where you buy your stuff or where you're going to go? Or do you understand why politicians are wanting to do this?
I don't really understand why the politicians are wanting to do this. I feel that it has something to do with seeing how far they can push us into taking our rights away before we step up and say no. But my biggest thing about these face mask wearing is PPE, personal protective equipment.
Right.
So if a certain person is fearful for their life, they should be the one wearing the mask. It shouldn't be everybody, because everyone doesn't need to wear it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it, man. It's just crazy to me.
Hey, Andrew, appreciate the phone call. All right, the number here is 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. We are returning to that conversation here in just a few minutes. Joined now by State Senator Bill Eigel, Republican on the Missouri side. Bill, good to talk to you again, first of all. And secondly, I'm going to guess you're going to get called back to work. There's going to be at least one special session. You hearing any rumblings about that?
Well, good afternoon, Mike. Appreciate having me here. And we're starting to hear those rumblings, but we're uncertain of exactly what it's going to be. So I think there's a lot to be determined at this point. But we're going to take a look at that. And you're right, there's a lot of issues we got to address, whether economically speaking or on the social side of things as it relates to the pro-life cause.
Yeah, speaking of that, you kind of segued right into my first question. Is State Supreme Court rules that Planned Parenthood has been deprived of tax money too long, too much, and they're saying you improperly held money from it. Where do you go from here, and what's your take on that ruling?
So first of all, for the benefit of your viewers, the Supreme Court a couple days ago struck down provisions in Missouri statutes that would have prevented public dollars from going to Planned Parenthood, and then ordered the legislature to pay $1 million in back charges to Planned Parenthood and additional charges as we move forward. I can't tell you how disappointing it is to me that that actually came to become a reality. And as I think about that decision, I don't know what constitution that those Supreme Court justices were actually reading, because it's the legislature's sole responsibility and authority to appropriate money. So at this point, what I'm calling for is a new constitutional amendment that will put into the Missouri Constitution that no public tax dollars are going to go towards Planned Parenthood. So it's something that I think that Missouri is very supportive of, and I think that's something that we can make a lot of progress on here as we go into the new year.
Okay, I've got kind of a rapid-fire set of a few questions for you, and then we're going to talk about this mask thing with everybody. Amendment 2 on the ballot statewide. wanting Missouri to become the next state to expand Medicaid eligibility. This plan goes back to the Obama administration. A lot of money is being put into the campaign for that. Not really much of a campaign being mounted against it. What's your take on whether or not we should? I know you're not a fan of it, but first of all, why don't you think we should expand Medicaid? And if we do, what's the impact?
Well, first of all, I think we need to understand that Medicaid, our current Medicaid program, is one of the most wasteful, inefficient programs that we have in all of our state government. It was found by a recent third-party survey to have more than $1 billion of annual waste that has gone into that program every single year. So the idea of expanding such an inefficient, broken program is absolutely is insanity in my mind. So no, I'm certainly against it. And if we expand the program and increase the costs associated with such a broken program, we're just going to bankrupt the program even faster, and that's going to hurt a lot more people than at the current program is running right now. So I'm absolutely opposed to that. The worst fiscal decision that the state of Missouri could make, whether it's the legislature or the people themselves, would be to expand Obamacare and put all of our state government at risk in the next 10 years.
State Senator Bill Eigel on the line with us right now. You are in St. Charles County, so you know what? You don't have to wear a mask if you don't want to, darn it.
That's right. Personal liberty is still alive here in St. Charles.
And, of course, that's what we've got everybody commenting on here. So, Senator, thanks so much. Have a great Independence Day weekend. Really appreciate you calling in, my friend.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Mike.
All right. The number here, once again, is 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. And listen, if you have any trouble getting through, just keep calling. We're going to get as many phone calls as we can. Let's start out in St. Charles. We got Sue on the line here. So, Sue, you're in St. Charles. So when you're home or you're around the house, you are not required to. But what do you think of the mandate in other places or even some whole states are requiring people to wear masks?
Well, first of all, thanks for taking my call, Mike, and I'm so grateful that you are doing much better and you survived this virus.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Second, I live in Jefferson County.
Okay.
And I am dead set against this mask thing. My husband and I are in our 60s. We both have pre-existing conditions. We have never worn a mask. We've been to and from Walmart and all the other grocery stores a billion times. Neither of us are sick. This is a purely political move. It's baby steps towards socialism. I believe it's the Democrats' final hand to try to get their agenda met. And not only that, I ask you this, you might have the answer to this. Are we not protected under our religious rights and our moral conscience if this is against that?
If it is against your religious views, I have not heard that argument yet. I mean, because some religions obviously require some kind of head or face covering. I don't know that any that prohibit it. But I think if you had a good faith religious belief, that would trump, you know, a local politician's edict. That'd be my guess. I mean, if there's a lawyer out there who can answer that better than I can, I'm definitely welcome to it. But I would think so. Typically, good faith religious beliefs will trump that. That's just my guess.
Well, I'm hoping that's true because from what I read, they're two separate things. It can either be against your religion or against your moral conscience. So it's against my moral conscience. I honestly feel that if my husband and I are forced to wear a mask when we're out, we will get sick because you're breathing in your own stale air. The masks get all sweaty and snotty. How in the world is that healthy for anyone? And not only that, it's not just they can't prove that wearing a mask is foolproof either. The other things go hand in hand with that. Wash your hands for crying out loud. Social distance. Don't sneeze and slobber on somebody else.
That's a good rule for any time.
Sense.
Yeah.
So that's my feelings. I will never wear a mask, and I will shop anywhere that doesn't require it. And I'm sad for my husband. He works in St. Louis County. And again, I'm afraid he's going to get sick now because he's going to have to wear a mask.
Sue, appreciate the phone call. Got a lot of folks here want to weigh in on this. And Jefferson County does not have a mandate at this point right now. It's just the city. It's just the county. I don't know about the state of Illinois on that. Let's go to Josiah, who's calling from St. Louis. Hey, Josiah, you're on the air. What do you think? Are you pro or anti-mask mandate?
So I am anti-mask. But my two main points is, one, the government doesn't really have any authority to tell me what articles of clothing I can or cannot wear. For me, I know this is a
this is a, it's a stretch, I know, but it's it reminds me of in Nazi Germany when they forced the Jews to wear the stars on their shoulders.
Yeah, Josiah, let me jump in real quick. That's beyond a stretch. I just don't see any connection to those two. I mean, the argument is, does the government have the right to tell you that you have to do this because it's to protect public health? But yeah, to compare it to the Jews in Nazi Germany, I just don't see the connect there, man.
My main thing is that the government doesn't have the right to say what we can and cannot wear, and they can't force us to wear stuff that we do not feel that we are needed. If it's your personal, like, you want to wear it, that's fine and dandy. But you can't force us to wear something that we do not wish to wear.
Now, I think that argument, that's logical. That makes sense to me, Josiah. I appreciate the phone call. That's an argument that even if you disagree with Josiah, that's a valid argument. That's a defensible position. All right, let's go to Rhonda. Hey, Rhonda, thanks for the phone call. The mask or no mask, what do you think?
I'm stuck because both of my jobs forced me to wear them.
Okay.
I don't like it. I'm with that one caller that was talking about they get really gross. I work in a warehouse. It gets hot and sweaty. So I do not wear it as often as possible.
Okay. Yeah, Rhonda, appreciate that phone call. One of the things, like yesterday, I went and got a haircut. And I walked in, and the guy that cuts my hair, he's like, hey, Mike, you got to put a mask on. I said, well, no, that order doesn't start till tomorrow, meaning today. And he goes, no, that those are our rules. We'd feel better if you did. Well, that wasn't the government ordering me. That was just him saying, hey, this is the terms of condition for commerce. Here's the deal. Take it, leave it. Well, I really wanted the haircut, so I put the mask on. But otherwise, I'm personally not wearing one. But listen, if you're somebody who just feels more comfortable wearing a mask and you feel protected, fine. I'm not going to be mad at you. You know, I play in a couple of the old man baseball leagues here in town. I've had one of my teammates already tell us I just don't want to risk it this year. And so fine, we've had an entire team drop out of one of our leagues because they had so many guys who said, hey, I've got folks in the house. I'm not mad at you if you personally want to wear a mask. I have no argument with you. Believe me, I've been through COVID. I know what it can do. The question is not about whether or not you should wear a mask. That to me is a personal decision. It's whether or not government should force you to. We can sneak in one more call real quick, right? You think, Chad? Yeah, we can sneak in one more before the break. And then as long as you all want to talk about this and give us your opinion, I'm willing to hear it. And by the way, if you disagree with everybody who's calling in, please give me the argument for the mask. You get your say here as well. Let's go to, I think we're going to go to Calvin here. Hey, Calvin, you are on the air. What do you think?
Well, I just 100% agree with what you just said. I am total as much Republican. I wear a Trump hat every day. But we can't have it both ways. If we definitely don't need a mandate, but if a small business owner or a large business owner makes a decision that you have to wear a mask, you wear a mask when you walk into their place. I don't wear a mask typically, but if I want to walk in someplace that, you know, I keep one on dash of my truck, and if I want to shop at their location, they made the decision to put it there. I have to, you know, if I want to do business there, I wear a mask.
Right.
You know, without the complaining. But we don't need the government telling us that we are. You know, that's my opinion.
Hey, Calvin, I appreciate that. And I think that is an important discussion because I'm a free market kind of guy. You know, I just am. And if a business is out of touch with the community and says you must wear a mask and the community says I don't want to, they're just going to buy something from somebody else. All right. Let's keep going with this. We got to pause here for a moment, but 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. And again, especially for those of you who say, no, Mike, this is a good thing. We should have more mask mandates. I want to hear from you too. Let's get that discussion.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going. This is 97.1 FM Talk. And if you're having any trouble calling in, just keep trying. We've got pretty much a full bank of calls right now. So once we get done talking to one person, we'll have an opening. Please keep calling. We'll take your opinions as long as you want to talk about this. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Annie Fry. 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. Question one, are you a mask wearer? Two, should the government be mandating it? Because that's what's happening as of 7 o'clock this morning in St. Louis City and St. Louis County. St. Charles County, you're not under the mask mandate. Jeffco, not under it. I don't know of any on the Illinois side that have a mandate on that. But if you're in Illinois, give me a call and let me know what the status is right there. My daughter, Chad, when she's home from college, she waits tables at one of those wood-fired restaurant places on Hanley Road, you know, in the Brentwood area. She has to wear a mask. Yeah. And it's kind of funny because she's done it so much, she just doesn't bother second her anymore. Nature. Yeah, it was really annoying to her, but she was so excited. 2 days ago, I think it is, she comes into my office and she's like, oh, I'm so excited about this. And I'm like, what? And she pulls out a mask that she ordered online that has her favorite sports brand's logo on it. So she had a fashionable mask to match her shoes. And that's where this has gone, is we have a mask fashion industry now.
So is this a fashion thing now, or is this a health thing?
I think she's required to do it, and if she's going to do it, she wants to look good, I think is where she was coming from that. On that. All right. Okay, back to the phone lines here. Will is on the line. Hey, Will, man, you're up next. First, do you wear a mask? And two, is government within its proper lane by mandating it on everybody?
Thank you for taking my call. First of all, no, I do not wear a mask. I did wear a mask in the beginning of the virus, if you remember, when many people weren't wearing a mask. I do not wear a mask now, and no, I do think that the government is stepping out of its rights to mandate a mask, and I'll tell you why. And respectfully, sir, I disagree a little bit with what you said earlier.
Okay.
With regard to Nazi Germany, I realize that in the time that we live in, it's not politically correct to discuss it, but this is why I disagree. Because where is the science behind these mandates? Where is the information coming from that our representatives are using to vote on these mandates? Are they voting on these mandates, or is some executive making a decision based off of what?
Let me ask
that we've had from the CDC, just the information that we've had from Dr. Fauci has been self-contradicting.
Yeah. Let me answer one of those questions. So far in this area, it is an executive offering or ordering an edict. Nobody legislatively at the city or county level has actually voted
on
this. Yeah.
No one is voting. So yes, it is a little bit scary. No, we're not putting people in concentration camps. No, there are no trains. But it started out a certain way. And I will tell you this. As someone who doesn't wear a mask, I'll tell you why I stopped wearing one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I developed a bacterial infection in my lungs, unrelated to COVID. By the way, I'm a 35-year-old man in good health. I'm an athlete, play sports. I developed a lung infection directly as a result of the mask. And you know what my doctor told me? My doctor told me, I can't technically tell you not to wear one, but that's what's causing the problem.
Wow.
People, why are we talking about the free market? Why are we talking about fashion? We should be talking about why we're being forced without elected individuals voting. Why are we being forced to be masked? Why are we being shamed for not?
Yeah.
I stand with the people of St. Charles. I stand with the people of Missouri. And I stand with the people of the United States of America on July 3rd for our freedom.
Will, appreciate the phone call on that. They said he's an athlete, too. You know, I play in a couple of the old man baseball leagues, as I mentioned. We thought this was this mask mandate was actually going to end our season before it ever started, because we start on Tuesday. And fortunately for us, you can, if you're playing sports, you're actually exempted. So if you're worried about your kid's Little League baseball game or softball game or soccer game, they're exempted. They don't have to wear the mask in that as part of this order. All right, let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, you're up next. You are on the air. What do you think? Mask wearer, non-mask wearer, and are you okay with the mandates or not?
Well, sometimes I wear them, sometimes I don't. The one thing that's that alarms me is this is kind of a dangerous game we're playing. My wife works for a healthcare company, and she's in the infectious disease division.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to her all the time about it. And she's like, look, everybody keeps thinking this is some kind of a hoax or whatever it is. She says, I'm listening to the doctors and the nurses that are in our hospitals in other states that are dying left and right. And there's people dying in front of them. She says, this is not a joke. So it seems to me that she says that if businesses get open and we just open everything way too fast, this is going to happen again and again and again. So it's to the point where, who do you believe? You know, is it – I don't think the government's trying to control us, because the government, you know, together to begin with. So, you know, thinking it's some kind of a conspiracy, I mean, the amount of people that would have to be involved in it, it's ridiculous. So – I look at it as, you know, it's a dangerous game you're playing, because you may not be affected by it and you may not die from it, but someone else's loved one's going to die from it.
All right, Jeff, appreciate that phone call. And I can say, because there are it's not an all or nothing argument, to Jeff's point right there. And, you know, he and I probably, it sounds like, disagree on the public policy aspect of it. But he and his wife are correct in that I can confirm for you the COVID-19 is very real and it is not a joke. And I've been saying, you know, from the very beginning, you know, if you remember, you know, because I was on with Mark and I was on with Annie, and I've been on with the Weekend Report and with the folks over at KMOX across the hall here. And everybody wanted to know the story from when I was in the hospital with this thing. And I told people, take the warning seriously. Wash your hands. You know, we've got hand sanitizer all over the radio station here. And if you can work from home, that's fine. That's common sense stuff. I mean, if we had a massive flu pandemic that was a very serious strain, we'd be doing something similar, I would think. That goes back to that personal responsibility aspect we talked about in the first segment of the program. So that, to me, is a whole separate question. For instance, if you've got somebody who's immunocompromised in your house, or you work at a nursing home, the steps that you need to take for yourself may be very different than, let's say, me, who's been through it. And I've had multiple doctors tell me that, at least for now, I am highly unlikely, if not immune, from this. So is there a reason for me to wear a mask? Well, other than to make you feel better, probably not. But the question isn't whether, to me, it's not even whether or not we should wear a mask, although I'm open to those arguments. The question is, should we be mandated and forced to? And a lot of people, I think, are surprised when they hear me say, I don't think so. You know, I think people are changing their behavior voluntarily enough. And if somebody doesn't want to, you know, for instance, I could have easily held my ground and say, no, darn it, I am not wearing that mask. And the guy who cuts my hair would have easily been within his rights to go, okay, there's the door. those are ways we can address this. Let's go to Damon. Hey, Damon, you're up next. Do you wear a mask? Do you not wear a mask? And what do you think of the mandates?
I wear a mask when it's necessary. But I just like to say that it's sad that something this mundane has been politicized.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And for me personally, again, it comes from the top. And when you go to the charts and it shows at a certain point, the EU was at the same rate of new cases and things of that nature as the United States. But they took certain steps where we played around with this, my individual rights, I can do this what I want, you know. And while theirs on the chart dips down to where they have like 4,000 cases a day or whatever, we've shot back up to 55, bigger than what we had when it first came out. So that in itself should let you know that we're doing something wrong. But my biggest point is, I know the majority of your listeners consider themselves Christians. And in the Bible, it says about being your brother's keeper. It just baffles my mind that people are out here arguing over, it's one thing if you got sick and you just had to deal with it and you couldn't spread it to somebody else, okay, then you take your individual self, and if you get sick, you get sick, you die, whatever. But this particular strand is that, like you said earlier, you can be asymptomatic and then give it to somebody else. It's about looking out for your fellow American. And that's why it just baffles me that people were having this argument or this conversation in the first place.
All right. Hey, Damon, appreciate that phone call. And part of what you touched on right there was, I think an interesting point is, and by the way, when you say brother's keeper, everybody who makes that argument, you're better off saying love your neighbor. Brother's keeper, that was a Cain and Abel story, and it was actually asked in jest, well, am I my brother's keeper? Because the answer was assumed to be no at that point. So not to give better arguments to people I disagree with, but you're better off arguing, saying, I think we should all wear masks because I love my neighbor. And then you can debate it from that point. But that's a minor theological, technical point. I just wanted to point that out there. Okay, so let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up next. Hey, you are on the air. And Mike, I got a lot of people wanting to call in and the news coming up. I'm going to ask everybody to kind of get right to the point, and then I'll try to get as many voices on as I can.
Yeah, real quick. I don't hear any of your callers complaining about when you walk into a store and it says no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Mm-hmm.
It right now, it's just common sense of this is probably the best interest of health. We don't know one way or the other, so let's just try and apply common sense and be in the safe side.
Okay. Mike, appreciate that. Now, here is what I would say, because I've heard other people make that argument. The no shirt, no shoes, no service is the private business saying these are our terms. This is what we require. That's not government saying that. So to me, that can be addressed. You know, for those of you who want to walk around naked, guess what? You don't get to do commerce. And frankly, for most of us, that's a very good thing, because I don't want to see that. All right, William, you are up next. If you could drive right to the point, because I got the news coming up here.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, very good. You know, to make a point about the mandate, I'm not sure who issued the mandate for St. Louis or St. Louis County, but I'm sure St. Louis County just rode on their coattails with that issue. I don't know who. Do you know who
Mayor Lyda Crewson and County Executive Sam Page wrote identical orders, and they issued them together.
Well, my opinion is when people are out there, if you don't want to wear a mask, if you don't have a personal reason for wearing a mask, don't wear it. Plain and simple, don't wear it. And I'll give you a real quick reason. Or I actually have a question for you. If you're walking down the street and a police officer sees you without a mask, can he issue a citation?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we got Kim Gardner up there letting criminals go during riots with burning and looting, mm-hmm. and all of that. But they're willing to set something up where they can give you a ticket for not wearing a stinking mask. These people have lost their moral authority. Do what you damn well please.
William, appreciate the phone call on that. How aggressive EMA is going to be in enforcing it? Well, that's yet to be seen. We don't need another reason for bad interactions between police and people in this area, that's for sure. More of your calls right after the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.